Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey everybody, I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. A Monday Week 13 doubleheader. Yes, please. Kicking off with what proved to be unlucky for the 11-0 Steelers.
2:04 to go. Washington leads 20-17. Roethlisberger throws out the ball. Tipped up in the air and intercepted. Intercepted by John Bostic at the 25. Washington takes over with a 3-point lead. It's a Monday night surprise.
Yes, it was quite the surprise on Monday night. The Washington football team handing Pittsburgh its first loss of the season. Quarterback Alex Smith had 296 yards in the air and a touchdown in the upset. And what a story he has been. So inspiring. He's currently enjoying this three-game winning streak as the team enters the last quarter of the season.
Me personally, I literally each and every week, I'm making the most of it, living like it's my last. And enjoying that mindset. I'm not looking beyond literally that next start and trying to take advantage of it with everything I got and enjoy it. I think this entire team a little bit from the way we started the season has kind of gotten that mentality, and I think that's a great mentality to have, just the sense of urgency and living week to week and, you know, going all in and not looking past that, not getting ahead of ourselves.
Well, Washington's 4-7 record entering the game was the worst in NFL history by a team to beat an opponent who entered the contest 11-0 or better. So that, my friends, was a huge upset. So Washington's 23-17 victory means they are now 5-7 tied with the Giants for first place in the NFC East. My guy, Nate Burleson, he called it. He said the NFC East race is a compelling one. And right now, who can argue with Nate? The 11-1 Steelers, of course, play the Bills next week and should have their hands full with their quarterback, Josh Allen, who faced the 49ers on Monday night.
The snap. Josh going to throw it, looking for McKenzie wide open, makes the catch, into the end zone, touchdown. Isaiah McKenzie, 23-yard hookup. Allen looks, cocks his arm, fires downfield. It is man wide open, caught, touchdown. Gabriel Davis, touchdown Buffalo. He was wide open, a 27-yard touchdown hookup.
Allen absolutely having his way, carving up that Niners defense to the tune of 375 yards and 4 touchdowns in the 34-24 win. 49ers quarterback Nick Mullins threw for 316 yards with 3 touchdowns and 2 picks. San Francisco playing their first home game in their temporary residence of Arizona due to local Bay Area COVID-19 restrictions. It was the Bills' second game in the stadium in the last 4 weeks, after their loss to the Cardinals on the last second Hail Mary on November 15th. Buffalo improving to 9-3 and maintaining a one-game lead over Miami for first place in the AFC East. The Ravens activating quarterback Lamar Jackson from the COVID-19 list, and he is expected to play in tonight's game against the Cowboys. Jackson, the reigning NFL MVP, of course, was out last week in their loss to the Steelers. Baltimore has dropped 3 straight games amidst widespread injuries and a COVID-19 outbreak. Meanwhile, the Cowboys will see their former star wide receiver Dez Bryant on the other sideline. He has 4 catches in his 3 games this season. Well, in other news, the Jets, well, they figured they had seen enough, firing defensive coordinator Greg Williams following a last-second loss to the Raiders. Head coach Shedden Gase saying the move was the best thing for the team moving forward. And make sure to check out NFL.com for the latest news from around the league and get advice on who to start, who to sit on your fantasy teams. And for unfiltered and enlightening conversations that intersect sports and society, make sure to download the Huddle and Flow podcast with my guys, Steve Weish and Jim Trotter. Oh, and don't forget, Good Morning Football, as Kyle Brandt unleashes another round of angry runs. That scepter is up for grabs. Can a couple of young up-and-comers hold off an angry vet? Find out from 7 to 10 Eastern on NFL Network. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Selvin. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.